This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, superstar Demi Lovato is awake and stable after an apparent overdose at a Hollywood mansion. Now, for those of you that don't know who Demi Lovato is, I think she was in America's Got... Was she one of the judges for America's Got Talent? Or was it the X Factor? Was it that? She's a pop star. You know that song, I think I'd have a heart attack. That song? Okay, yeah. See, I sound just like her. I don't want to fall in love. If I ever did that, I think I'd have a heart attack. Okay, anyway. Unfortunately, I remember has had multiple issues in the past, I believe. You know, her marijuana use had been pretty well known, another drug use. Unfortunately, though, she was found unresponsive in her Hollywood Hills home Tuesday after an apparent overdose. I think she was also a Disney star as well. And she had to be revived with Narcan, and then she was rushed by an ambulance to a Los Angeles area hospital. Now, TMZ reported that the star refused to tell paramedics what drugs may have caused the overdose and was also not cooperative with the EMTs when they arrived at her home. Now, a source told Fox News that it's not heroin, but that's what TMZ initially reported. They said there were no drugs found at the scene and no charges pressed. So I know some of you are like, well, if heroin was involved, why did they give her Narcan and why did that help? So we're going to talk about that in a sec. So according to Fox News, Lovato's rep said, Demi is awake and with her family and wants to express thanks to everyone for the love, prayers, and support. Some of the information being reported is incorrect, and they respectfully ask for privacy and not speculation as her health and recovery is the most important thing right now. I agree with them. Stories go all over, and if you notice, it's kind of been quiet in the news because I think people have backed off saying, might not have been heroin, but I'm right now being reported this from Fox News. They say multiple sources also reported that Demi's aunt, Carissa Dunn, posted on social media that Demi is awake and responsive. Per TMZ, Lovato was transported just before 12 p.m. after being treated at a Hollywood Hills home with Narcan. Narcan is an emergency medication that is often used to revive people in instances of narcotic overdoses. And she had been preparing for a month-long string of performances set to start Thursday. From what we understand, about a week ago, she had forgotten the words during one of her performances. Her concert has been canceled. And I guess earlier that day, she had tweeted about a promotion for her appearance on the pre-taped Fox show Beat Shazam Tuesday night. Now, you guys know what Beat Shazam is? Beat Shazam is this... Okay, first, Shazam is this app that you have on your phone. Whenever you're hearing a song in an elevator or at a restaurant, you're like, I want to know what the song is. You hit Shazam, it listens to it for a few seconds, and then it tells you what it is. So I guess Beat Shazam is where you have a lot of stars start hearing the notes, and they have to beat Shazam on what the song is, which I think is kind of easy to do because Shazam, I think, takes about 10 seconds. So anyway, that show had to be canceled that she was in. The show featuring Lovato would be replaced. And so she has had issues with substance abuse in the past. And I guess in a new single, she had revealed that she had relapsed months after celebrating 6 years of sobriety. In her new song, Sober, she sings that she's not sober anymore and apologized to the ones who never left her side. That's interesting. She's not sober. I thought in the song Sober she is. Anyway. Seeing somebody like this as gifted as she is, as, You know, she was a part of Disney's Camp Rock. I mean, you know, she has had a career since childhood, right? And she has an amazing voice. She's 25 years old right now. And when you see, unfortunately, things like this happen, you... Oh, I think she was even on Barney and Friends as a kid. Yeah. She and Selena Gomez were both on Barney and Friends. I remember that. I didn't particularly like Barney and Friends, but anyway. Well, that's enough to mess anybody up. Barney and Friends, really? So, with Narcan, and this is something that a lot of lay people are unsure about, okay? When in doubt, we're taught through ACLS, Advanced Cardiac Life Support, to give the Narcan. You got nothing to lose. It shouldn't hurt the person. Now, again, I am expecting studies to later come out saying, don't give people Narcan if they don't need it. But for now, when in doubt, if you see somebody that's lying there, that seems out of it, because of the number of overdoses that we're seeing, and we're seeing huge epidemics of it, they say, give the Narcan. Reverse the opioid overdose. It's only temporary. And see if they wake up. And if somebody does wake up, boom, you just diagnosed them. And again, we're really cautious telling lay people to do this, but already you've been seeing, was it the FDA that had recommended, guys, get the Narcan, stock it in your house, pick up Narcan, please, because you may need to reverse an overdose with a family member. And do it immediately while you're waiting for paramedics to come. So, she does deserve privacy at this time. Just because somebody was given Narcan and it was reversed doesn't necessarily mean it was heroin. I mean, that was a big, huge rumor that got out there and fast. But, unfortunately, when it comes to celebrities, here they are, you know, guilty until proven innocent. You know, she's trying to fight for her life. She's in a hospital, trying to deal with what she's dealing with. And, boom. Yeah, everybody's talking about her doing drugs, etc. But very interesting how reports are saying that she was not very cooperative with EMTs. And, you know, one thing we talked about when they were discussing police officers carrying Narcan or paramedics, you know, carrying Narcan or administering it is a lot of people get mad when you mess with their high. These highs are very expensive. And so you give the overdose, the antidote medication, and the people may wake up combative that you messed that up for them. And you have to be prepared because they're not in the most ideal mental state. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so many of you guys have seen McDonald's kiosks. Wow. They look really good. They look really fly. And they are so sleek looking that I see more and more McDonald's stores using them. In fact, Forbes has an article saying, goodbye cashiers, hello kiosks. And you see four kiosks there in a row. And you see the little red numbers, you know, for your table. So you put in the order, and then somebody goes and delivers it to you. This is something that we have expected as minimum wage is being pushed higher and higher. Apparently, it's surpassing $15 an hour nationwide. So restaurant customers are expected to be greeted by a smiling face, are instead going to get an LED screen. As of 2020, we are being told that the self-service ordering kiosks will be implemented at all U.S. McDonald's locations. Now, for some of you going, well, I don't care about, you know, McDonald's, I was at a Panera a few months back. Actually, no, almost a year ago. And in line, there was a kiosk. So I stood there and put in the order, but it took me too long that I was like, I think I want to go and, you know, wait in line for a person. But I've seen kiosks now at other places. We see Chili's have kiosks at the table for you to pay your bill. So I think Red Robin has that. A lot of restaurants are doing that. It's only a matter of time where they're going to allow you to just put your order in. You know, interesting. I was in San Francisco over the last couple days. And we went on the Golden Gate Bridge, which, by the way, is red. It's not gold. It's gorgeous, though. The Golden Gate Bridge is gorgeous. And you're on, you're like, hey, you're taking pictures. So I posted some pictures. Okay. But there was no toll booth. We also took a toll road in Southern California as well when we were driving around. And there's no toll booth. No person sitting there in the toll booth. It was kind of nice. You didn't have to wait in line. You didn't have to be handed money or change back that could be dirty. You just drove through the toll area. Now, here's the catch. If you are new to the area and you don't have a fast track pass or whatever on your car, you better go online and pay the toll. So there were two different companies. One was tollroads.com for a gorgeous road in Southern California that took us from the 15 to San Diego without having to use the 15. It was a really nice road. Actually made the drive really nice. For those of you going from L.A. to Vegas, I'm sorry, not L.A. to Vegas, going from Vegas to San Diego, I forget what the road number was, like 133 or something, but it was gorgeous. Going through Irvine, it was beautiful. I even think it made the trip a little shorter because it was so nice. But you had to go on tollroads.com to pay the toll. You give them your license plate, etc. And then when I was in San Francisco, there was a pay-by-plate. So if you didn't look up where you had to pay, you wouldn't know. And you miss a toll, wow, they go after you for hundreds of dollars. Think you could even be arrested. I don't know, but you don't mess with the toll people. But again, I noticed no toll booth operators. And every time we're in New York, my husband always talks about how these toll booth operators make a lot of money. Where you have to be born into it, you have to have a family member into it, they make at least six figures. You get a lot of money being a toll booth operator. A lot of money. And so they just got rid of them. But look how much money they're saving. If, honestly, a toll booth operator in New York is making $100,000, they are saving bank if they go to this all electronic. I saw that at the airport where you used to have somebody that you had to pay. Now, boom, you just put in your little card. Everything is automated, self-serve. And you wonder what people like it. It's faster that way. Personally, I would like to see somebody at McDonald's because I like to do a special order. And I also like to give them crap about, you know, the Big Mac. I'm like, really? Special sauce? Really? Really? Okay, don't be saying special sauce. That kind of freaks us out. So they say as of 2020, self-service kiosks will be implemented at all U.S. locations. Other chains like Panera, Chili's have already embraced this trend. Some restaurant concepts have been automated the food preparation process. Remember NBC News that profiled Flippy? Flippy was a robot hamburger flipper. Other upcoming concepts include virtual restaurants, which eliminate the need for full-service restaurants and staff by home delivery, like Uber Eats. So, they say some consumers may appreciate the added convenience. Others, it's costing entry-level jobs. Apparently, this author started working at McDonald's, making minimum wage of 85 cents an hour. He worked hard, earned a promotion to restaurant manager within a year. And so I'm kind of reading his life story. I don't think you guys care about that. But anyway, these entry-level jobs, okay, they teach kids valuable skills, customer service, basic math skills. A lot of these are stepping stones for teenagers. You know, I was always a fan of fast food, and I wanted my kids to work in fast food just like I did, because anytime they wanted to drop out of college or quit a job, if they did not really like working at fast food, maybe they'll stick to it a little bit more. And so these jobs were ways for teens and young people starting out in the job market to get their toes wet, you know? Get their feet wet and, you know, start learning the ropes. Unfortunately, the recession happened. And when the recession happened, people were desperate for jobs. So now middle-aged people needed to go into the fast food market. Well, once middle-aged people with families needed to go into the fast food market, then came the topic of, well, we need to change the minimum wage. They can't live on $7 an hour or $8 an hour. I was making $4 an hour. I think I was making $4.10, $4.15 at Jack in the Box when I worked there in the 90s. And so they have a point. You can't live on $7, $8 an hour. But fast food was never supposed to be a job for people supporting their family. But with the recession, things shifted. Things changed. So there was this big, huge push. We got to raise the minimum wage. What fast food is paying is criminal. So there was all this push. We got to make more money. We got to raise more money. So Walmart started to raise their minimum wage to $9. Then they raised it to $10. We're going to have a big push to go to $12.15 nationally. And then all of a sudden, that 99-cent burger that you were getting in a fast food, it's not going to be 99 cents anymore. You start to double what, you know, salary these people have to make. It's going to trickle down to the consumer. And when fast food starts to be as expensive, you start having $12 sandwiches like you do at Chili's, why would anybody go to fast food? So companies are like, well, then this is what we do. We need to survive. So fine, we'll do kiosks. We used to give teenagers who were pimply, who couldn't add on their fingers, who were little babies and wet behind the ears jobs, and now we're looking like the bad guy because a father of three cannot support his family. That was never supposed to be the fast food sector. Now, some people will say, well, it's their fault. They want to be called a restaurant. McDonald's calls themselves a restaurant. Yeah, when I first saw that, I was like, wait, really? Nobody's serving us water. Really? I get it. All right, fine. So if they want to be called a restaurant, then yeah, then they got to start paying more. But things are different now. And you could only force employers to do so much. And I don't blame them with the kiosks. I really don't. There was a study for the University of Virginia in Middle Tennessee State. Economists found that teenagers who have part-time jobs at school had annual earnings that were 20% higher than their counterparts without experience 6 to 9 years after graduation. You know, this is one issue that the millennials are having. They're not working fast food. They're not doing what we did. So they're expecting to get a $30,000 or $40,000, $50,000 salary as their first job. It's not going to happen. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
With the midterm elections close on the horizon, Congress has a lot to do. Today, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan joined Fox News to talk about some of the priorities in Congress.
Just this week, we're going to finish our bill to rebuild the military, the Defense Authorization Bill. We're going to finish today our career and technical education bill, a complete overhaul of career and technical education. That's going to go, that's already out of the Senate now. We passed out of the House. It's going to go into law. This makes two-year school again. So this is our goal, to focus on closing the skills gap, to get people the skills they need to get good careers.
President Trump responded Wednesday to his former attorney, Michael Cohen, after the leak of a taped conversation in which the two appear to be discussing the possibility of buying the rights to a Playboy model story claiming an affair with Trump. The president tweeted, "What kind of lawyer would tape a client? So sad. Is this the first? Never heard it before. Why was the tape so abruptly terminated while I was presumably saying positive things?" You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a woman with Ebola, they believe, likely spread the virus a year after infection. Now, some of you are like, okay, wait a second, Ebola, hold on. We're talking about all these other bugs. If you remember, Ebola is the one that killed over 11,000 people a few years back. I believe the outbreak went from 2014 to 2016. And a Liberian woman, who probably caught it back in 2014, may have infected three relatives a year after she first got sick. Now, we do know that there is risk of sexual transmission. Apparently, the virus could live in semen for over a year. But this new case is the first time that scientists have suggested that Ebola was spread from a woman after a year. Now, we know there was a recent flare-up in Congo. The country's latest outbreak announced in May has so far recorded 38 confirmed cases, 14 deaths. It is supposed to be declared contained as of today, which will mark 42 days or two incubation periods. They usually like to wait 21 days and then again 21 days since the last case was recorded. So hopefully the latest little Ebola cluster has been contained, and good job to those in Africa that have been on top of this. But we know that Ebola hides. It can escape antibodies from the immune system, and it can lay low. Now, what other viruses know how to lay low? Hepatitis? That knows how to lay low. Herpes? That can lay low and come out later. Also, HIV. Oh, HIV is one tricky little sucker. That could also lay low. Although a new study has come out saying those with undetectable viral loads with HIV won't give it to their partner. We've got to talk about that after we talk about this. So, this latest, there was an unusual cluster of cases in Liberia. It was identified after the woman's 15-year-old son was diagnosed with Ebola in November 2015. Scientists then tested the rest of the family, the woman, her husband, and three younger sons. Unfortunately, the 15-year-old boy died a few days later. The father and an 8-year-old boy were positive for Ebola, but both recovered. But the couple's 5-year-old son wasn't infected. So what they need to now do is figure out how that 5-year-old was able to escape Ebola. Maybe he's got some fancy-schmancy antibodies. Doctors did find Ebola antibodies in the mother, her breast milk, and her 2-month-old baby, suggesting a previous infection and the possibility that she passed on protection to her infant son through breastfeeding. Yay! See, that's what I was a little baby. I gotta tell you, these little babies are, I mean, you know, I love how babies can get their resistance from, you know, mom. That's why breastfeeding is like so, you know, so cool. I little babies. Anyway, so research reported genetic similarities between the viruses taken from the father, the two boys, and the strain circulating back in 2014, you know, across Liberia, Guinea, Sierra Leone. And again, that ultimately killed, I believe it was like 11,300 people. So, going back to this woman, apparently she had cared for her brother back in 2014. The brother had died after suffering Ebola-like symptoms, but before being tested for the disease. So they were able to test, figure out that he was, you know, afflicted with it. He later dies. She got sick, but never saw care. Several weeks after giving birth to a baby in September 2015, she started to develop fatigue and breathing difficulties. They say because pregnancy lowers the body's immune system, that might have allowed for Ebola to reemerge. So following delivery, it looks like she had her first reactivation. But again, there were no confirmatory tests. Dr. Emily Kane DeCobo led the Ebola response, and they think that the wife infected her husband and two older sons when they took care of her. And again, the disease is spread by bodily fluids, you know, cleaning up, wiping the sweat off their brow, etc. So, a reemergence of Ebola is rare. Remember, there was a Scottish nurse who developed meningitis, and the Ebola was hiding in her brain, and then an American doctor, it had lingered in his eye, but they said the virus did not spread further, and they don't think that it got into anybody else's little, you know, area or neck of the woods. So, this virus is a scary one, and we've talked about that. But it also shows us that we can't turn our back on something that we think we know and that we think we're comfortable with. Like, for example, okay, so maybe this latest outbreak in the Congo is done. Okay, we're good. Okay, when it's not covered in the media, we relax. You can't relax. Because, one, these viruses can mutate. Two, these viruses can be setting up shop and then come out later. Okay, so now let's talk about HIV. HIV is one of the shiftiest, smartest of the viruses. I told you guys about that. Okay, a stupid virus is like a cold. All right? A cold is a stupid virus, like a rhinovirus. It infects something that's very easy to detect. Then you sneeze it out. So you'll sneeze out the virus. So, you know, it doesn't really last long. Self-limits, dies after a few days. Pretty stupid virus, okay? Then you got the medium smart viruses like hepatitis, herpes. They cause some damage. Then they'll hide. They may do nothing or they may smolder. And they could be with you for life. But the HIV virus is the trickiest. This sucker is the most mutable, and this virus will only infect the cells that could turn around and kill it. And it makes these cells make more HIV virus. Plus, you don't, doesn't cause a sneeze or a cough or something really, you know, apparent. What it does is it sneaks in when you're having sex or through a blood transfusion. Very sneaky. You don't even know when you got it. Then maybe you'll feel a little sick initially, but you can blow it off as something else because it mimics so much other stuff. And then all of a sudden, 6 months later, a year later, whoa, you're killing off your T cells. Again, the only cells that can fight the HIV. And then all of a sudden, you can start to acquire AIDS. Not everybody, but anyway. Results from a new study presented at the 22nd International AIDS Conference in Amsterdam said that if you have an HIV-positive person, and they have an undetectable viral load, their chance of transmitting the disease to their partner is, quote, significantly equivalent to zero. This study was known as Partner 2, which tracked 635 same-sex couples between May 2014 and April 2018 who were HIV serodiscordant at the start of the study, meaning one had HIV, one was HIV positive, the other one wasn't. And they had condomless sex. And they said for couples where the HIV-positive person had an undetectable viral load, meaning when you measured their blood, you could not find above 200 copies per milliliter. Basically, the it doesn't detect anything less than 200 copies per milliliter. They said zero instances of HIV transmission occurred. They say you can have condomless sex for at least 4 to 20 years to have one incident of HIV transmission. Now, I just told you guys HIV is smart. So, I would suggest to use this study with a grain of salt. Having condomless sex with somebody that has HIV, just because their blood test showed very little, if any, viral load, doesn't mean the HIV isn't hiding out. We found out that the HIV can hide out in two cells, not only T cells, but macrophages, other cells. And who knows when it could decide to come out. So I would say still be careful. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray My Magic Mist will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And, of course, any questions that you have, you can email us at drdahlia.com, or you could go to our Facebook page, or you could go to our Twitter. You could basically do anything you like, or you could try to, you know, mentally, telepathically send it to me. I don't think that's going to be the least successful route, though. All right, we have a woman who claims that she nearly lost her leg after contracting a serious infection from a pedicure. Now, this isn't a fish pedicure. Remember we talked about those little fish pedicures that eat away at the dead skin. This is from the Callus Cutters. In June, Tracy Martinez of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, went for a pedicure at a very, quote-unquote, clean salon. She recalled on Facebook. The next day, she became ill, experiencing fever, chills, nausea, and vomiting. And then her condition started to worsen. She said, I'm walking off balance. My leg was huge. I'm out of it with no strength. So an ambulance had to take her to a hospital. Physicians later told Martinez that she had a severe case of cellulitis, a bacterial skin infection that could spread to the lymph nodes and bloodstream, could rapidly become sepsis, and life-threatening, causing later end organ damage. Cellulitis occurs when bacteria, most commonly Streptococcus and Staphylococcus, enter through a crack or break in your skin. You could get pain, swelling, tenderness, red spots, blisters, among other signs. So I think what happened is they used a callus cutter. Have you guys ever gone for a pedicure? Oh, man, I hate going because, you know, the ladies look at me like, oh, my gosh, really, these are your feet? So you get these calluses, and calluses are where you make extra skin to protect certain pressure points on your feet. And so years ago, they would just use this, like, cheese grater type thing on your foot to clear off the extra dead skin. And you saw the skin from other people. They would just use it. I went to salons where it wasn't even autoclaved. And I'm like, but there could be blood on it. So I stopped getting pedicures. I'm like, don't be doing that. I would bring in my own supplies because I didn't think that anybody was autoclaving at the salon. So I brought in my own supplies. And I would tell them, don't put this on me, don't use this, because I could see where you could infect me with something. Nowadays, everything is supposed to be autoclaved, right? That, you know, you have a lot of regulation now, but again, I can't guarantee that. I'm not sure how the health department's involved. So they use this tool that helped remove dead skin from the heels of the feet or under the base of some of the toes. And I guess the salon has not yet been identified. And in North Carolina, callus cutters were prohibited by the state's Board of Cosmetics, according to WFAA. She was unaware of this until she was hospitalized for 2 weeks due to the infection. She's 35 years old. She's going to be on medication to treat the remnants of the infection for the next 3 months. She will also have to wear a compression stocking to prevent any future infections. I don't think the compression stocking is so much going to prevent any future infections. I think what it's going to do is help with the swelling. But she says she's been through hell, pain, shock. She wants to raise awareness, say no to callus cutters. Every day was a new chapter of what was going to happen to my leg. She almost lost it. So her Facebook post has generated 50,000 reactions and more than 150,000 shares. So, be careful when you go to these salons. You know, as a doctor, it blows my mind how many things are done not very cleanly and safe and healthily. You know, I was in California. We drove to Carmel in Monterey, and we went into a little pub for lunch. And we asked for water, and they had straws. And these straws were really cute-looking paper straws. And I'm like, ooh, this is fancy. I was like, I've never really seen paper straws before. Well, after a couple swigs of my water with the paper straw, the straw got soggy. And I'm like, why are they using these? Well, because apparently there are certain now pushes to not use plastic straws. So I get that. I want to save the environment. I like the environment a lot. I like that. But the problem with that is now you're getting wet paper. And now you know, I'm not saying that has anything to do with sterility or whatever, but to me, wet paper houses bacteria better. Paper can house bacteria better than plastic. And so now you're putting it in your mouth, you're getting it wet. I just think that while we're trying to do certain things, we actually can make things worse. So I understand it saves energy and saves time. And it's less chemicals, sterilizing and autoclaving, etc. But the problem is, people are unfortunately being put at risk for things. And with pedicures, you really got to be careful. Nobody looks at your feet anyway. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a teenager who really loves spicy snacks. And her mom is now warning everybody that it could lead to gallbladder removal. Her 17-year-old had to have her gallbladder taken out because she was eating too many spicy chip-type snacks. Renee Craighead of Memphis recently alleged that her teenage daughter had to have a cholecystectomy to combat problems that stem from her consuming 4 big bags of hot snacks a week, like hot Takis and hot fries. The mom says she loves them. Every time I go out, she says, bring me back some hot Takis. Bring me back some hot chips. I want to make her happy, so I brought them back. She was eating big bags and would take them to school with her. But boy, did she get sick. She goes to Craigmont High, began feeling sick. Then later, she had to have surgery. And according to Dr. Carrie Canvender of Le Bonheur Children's Hospital, we see tons of gastritis and ulcer-related stuff due to it. Canvender said that the hospital sees around 100 kids a month easily who come in with stomach problems. Canvender said that even though there are multiple factors that go into making a decision for a cholecystectomy, eating an excessive amount of hot snacks could be a factor. Now, Takis are safe to eat, but should be enjoyed in moderation as part of a well-balanced diet. I think a big problem kids do is they eat this stuff instead of a meal. That's a problem. You need to have something else coating the stomach. Now, I know that's something we say in lay terms, and basically when your stomach is churning, you're not really getting a coating, for example, but I do really think that if you take something on an empty stomach, it can be more caustic, especially in the stomach and intestine, etc. But see, why gallstones? So maybe what happened is the liver makes bile. Liver makes bile 24/7. The bile has to be stored in a gallbladder. And the gallbladder squirts out bile when it detects that your body needs it. Bile of a certain composition, or bile that sits there a lot, or an overactive gallbladder, may unfortunately contribute to your making stones. Now, you would think, well, if you use your gallbladder a lot, then the stones, you know, it doesn't have time to settle and sit. Well, again, the more stress on an organ, right, or the need for substance, the worse it could be. And so maybe what it is all these weird preservatives and food colorings, etc., not the healthiest. So anyway, girl had to have surgery. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yosemite. Remember Yosemite just had that big, huge rift in the ground? Well, now Yosemite's being evacuated as wildfire has been blanketing the valley. Temperatures across the west have been about 120 degrees. And firefighters are right now trying to battle a fire in Yosemite, one of the most beautiful parks that we have. I think it's along 20 miles now of State Route 41. They say 1,000 campground and hotel bookings will be canceled. We'll keep you guys posted on this. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.